Hey everybody, it's Matt Romano. Today we have a special Sunday edition of our daily news briefing. This past week marked the official end of summer. As we head into fall, we're looking back at some of our favorite Wire audio content from the past few months. Today, we'd like to highlight a segment from Sci-Fi Wire's Who Won the Week podcast. Back in July, Sci-Fi Wire producer Harry Sultan had the opportunity to speak with the incredible Danny Trejo. The actor has appeared in a multitude of classic movies, including Heat, Con Air, and Desperado. Over the years, he's become a massive genre star in his own right, with the fantastic Machete series and more. Danny was out promoting a great documentary celebrating his life and career called Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo, which is available for streaming now. Without further ado, here's Harry's segment from Who Won the Week. And remember, you can subscribe to Who Won the Week wherever you get your podcasts. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I don't know if I ever really had a true role model growing up. I had people I looked up to. I had my parents. I had my brother. There were actors that I admired. There were characters in TV shows and movies and video games that I wanted to be like. But no one person who I could look at and really say, that's the person that I want to be when I grow up. A couple weeks ago, I got to talk to Danny Trejo to talk with him about this new documentary, Inmate Number 1. Which is a fantastic documentary telling Danny's whole life. A lot of people know that Danny Trejo's life was not always filled with movie stardom. In fact, most of his life wasn't in the film industry. Before he was an actor, he was a drug counselor. And before that, he was in prison. He was in prison because from essentially when he was a teenager, Danny was put on a really tough path in life. And the reason why he was put on that tough path was because he had a role model, his Uncle Gilbert.
My uncle was doing robberies and shooting dope. But God, man, it was like always had a car, always had money, and never had a sweat ring. He didn't fit in real well with his older brothers. I didn't fit in with anybody, you know, so me and him just really like became inseparable.
And when your role model is a robber and a drug addict, and that's what you look up to, it's really only a matter of time before you start acting out as well. And so when Danny was 12, he saw his uncle doing heroin. And like any child would, he threatened his uncle. And because he was a child, he threatened him in the only way he knew he could. He said, "Give me some, or I'm going to tell on you." And it worked.
He gave me a fix, a couple of drops of his cotton. And next thing I remember, I was soaking wet, sitting outside my grandmother's yard, just, I'd overdosed. You're not thinking, oh, well, now I don't have to worry about school, I don't have to worry about parents, I don't have to worry about this, nothing. It's just gone. I just decided this is what I'm gonna do because this is all there is.
Danny was hooked. It wasn't just the heroin, but it was the lifestyle. The fact that his uncle had new shoes and new cars and could walk down the street and have people look at him with respect. People who had never met the man, but they knew who he was. When Danny had found out that his uncle started running robberies, he saw him as a hero. And after one of the robberies, his Uncle Gilbert and his partner in crime came to Danny, and they both gave him $10. So Danny was standing there with 20 singles in his hand, and for the first time, he had real proof, physical proof in his hands, that crime did pay, and it paid really well.
He always had a big roll of cash, and that was impressive, but I didn't know that that cash goes. You know, the guy that puts his money in the bank is the guy that's got money. You know, I didn't realize that you can have a fancy car till they repossess it, you know, when you go to jail.
Danny went to jail. He found out the hard way that it doesn't matter how much cash you can get from the robberies. It doesn't matter how many nice shoes you can buy, how many great cars you can bring home. Some point or another, crime stops paying, and you have to start repaying the debt. So Danny wound up on a bus to San Quentin Prison.
When you're driving up that wall in Quentin and you see that gun tower right in front, you know that once you go in there, you're not coming out. This is the big house.
It was 11 years before Danny got out of prison. But on August 23rd, 1969, the day that he got out, he wound up going to an AA meeting. He made a decision that he wasn't going to end up back in prison like so many other people there. He began working as a drug counselor, trying to make sure that the stories he now had of his past could be used to straighten out someone else's future. And a little under two decades after he got out of prison, he got a call from one of the kids he was counseling, saying that he was on a movie set with lots of drugs backstage, and he needed Danny to come by to help make sure he didn't relapse. The film he wandered onto was Runaway Train.
I don't know what happened, but there's no engineer on this train. There's nobody on this train but us.
A movie about two convicts escaping prison. And when Danny walked onto the set, because of everything about him, he was offered the role of an extra. As he was changing into the costume for the scene, one of the actors and a screenwriter of the movie, Eddie Bunker, saw the tattoo on Danny's chest and recognized him as Danny Trejo, boxing champion from San Quentin, and asked him to help coach another actor on how to box for the movie. From his time coaching this other actor and being an extra on Runaway Train, his career took off. 2 years after Runaway Train, he appeared in four movies. 2 years after that, it was another five. And in 2020, Danny Trejo has racked up nearly 400 movie credits on IMDb. He's made Gadgets and Spy Kids and had his head carried across El Paso Desert on a tortoise in Breaking Bad, and used someone's intestines to rappel down a hospital in Machete. But even through all of his success, even though I got to speak with him, because an entire feature-length documentary was made about him, he's still remarkably humble.
The one thing Eddie Bunker said to me was that the whole world can think you're a movie star, but you can't. And I said, what do you mean, Eddie? And he showed me, we got around a couple of movie stars, and we were listening to people talk to them, And then when they left, we heard the converse, I hate that punk, I'll kill it. You know, it was like, he thinks he's so pretentious. And so we're like, wow, that's a movie star. You know, and I don't ever want to be a movie star. I want to be an actor that works. And it's like, a Robert De Niro doesn't even like being called a movie. You call Robert De Niro a movie star? No, I'm an actor. He'll correct you right away. Because this is my job, like a house painter. You know, the same thing. It's my job. It's just that there's a camera on me, that's all.
But whether you want to call Danny Trejo a movie star or not, it's undeniable that his life is a remarkable comeback story. After years of drug use and violent crimes, 11 years in the most infamous prison in the country, he made a name for himself as one of the most recognizable actors in my lifetime. The documentary Inmate Number One is available on demand and on digital platforms right now. Right now. And if you're able, you should take some time and watch the film, because there is so much more to Danny's life than can possibly go into this short piece. And there's no way I'm coming close to giving it justice. It's an amazingly well-done movie and a remarkable glimpse into an amazing man's life. And even though it might just be a tad too late for me to have a role model who I base the rest of my life off of, I have one suggestion for anyone who might be in the market for one.
My name's Danny Trejo, and I'm a hard-working actor. I love my job. I love what I do, and I get to do what I love.
Danny's documentary, Inmate Number One, is out on demand and on digital platforms right now, so you should check it out.